Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 26, 1805. Red meat, trout, and fleas. The Corps has been living for some time now on roots, dog, and salmon, prepared many different ways. They're now in a more wooded area where game is available, deer, squirrel, and fowl. The change in diet is welcome. As they proceed down the river, game will again become scarce. Captain Clark tells about the day.
A fine morning. Sent 6 men out to hunt deer and collect rosin to pitch the canoes. Had all our articles put out to dry. Canoes drawed out and repaired the injuries received in drawing them over the rocks. Every article wet in the canoe, which nearly sunk yesterday. In the evening, 2 chief and 15 men came over in a single canoe. Those chiefs proved to be the 2 great chiefs of the tribes above. One gave me a dressed elk skin, and gave us some deer meat and 2 cakes of white bread made with white roots. We gave to each chief a medal of the small size, a red silk handkerchief and a knife. To the first, an armband and pinch of paint and a comb to his son, a piece of ribbon tied to a tin gorget, and 2 hams of venison. They determined to stay with us all night. We had a fire made for them, and one man played on the violin, which pleased them very much. My servant danced. Our hunters killed 5 deer, 4 very large gray squirrels, a goose and pheasant. One man gigged a salmon trout, which we had fried in a little bear's oil, which the chief gave us yesterday, and I think the finest fish I ever tasted. The fleas myself and the men had got on them in passing through the plains the Indians had lately lived in, lodges on the larboard side at the falls, are very troublesome, and with every exertion the men can't get rid of them, particularly as they have no clothes to change those which they wore. Captain William Clark, October 26, 1805.
The fleas the men were bothered with were probably lice, since fleas do not attach themselves to hosts for any length of time. The salmon trout that Captain Clark so enjoyed was probably the steelhead trout. On October 23, Lewis saw a new kind of canoe. Lewis had purchased one of these canoes earlier by trading his small canoe, a blanket, and some trinkets for it. It was long, and the bow was curved up and had a carved figure on it. It was designed to resist the waves. No doubt today, when 15 men came to visit at the camp, they were in this type of canoe. Tomorrow, a language lesson.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.